You're waking up with two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.
Let's just say it. 2020 has been the worst, okay? This year has been different than expected. We want to hear about your summer. How have you been making the most of it? What was the highlight of your summer? I know I can speak, you know, for myself. I usually go to a ton of concerts over the summer, and so I've had to totally readjust. My calendar has been wiped clean, but we're trying to, you know, focus on the positive. What about you, Kelsey? Have you had a good summer? How did you make the most of it?
Oh my gosh, yes. You know, I haven't let this whole situation hold me back. And I have actually done more in, I'd say, the past year than I have pretty much in my entire life. This summer, I've taken them to Branson a couple of times. We went to Arkansas and walked the trails. Well, I just got back from Destin. And people are great. Everybody is nice and positive. And normally, when you go places, it really isn't as bad as people think it would be. So I encourage people to still get out, go do things, and if anything, spend time outdoors.
Oh, yeah, because Amber, you've been hitting the trails a lot lately too, right? How have you made the most of your summer?
You know what? I've actually had a pretty good summer despite all this craziness because, hello, your girl got married.
Oh, right. I was going to ask, what's your highlight? Probably your wedding.
Yes. It's so crazy because they always say, oh, it's going to be one of the best days of your life. You're going to be so happy. And I was like, really? And then I got there and like, it's so weird because I can honestly say that, yeah, it was, as of right now, the best day of my life. Like, there was no greater joy. Like, there was like just nothing could get to me. Nothing could bother me. It was the perfect day. So that was definitely the highlight. Plus going to Mexico for our honeymoon. That was pretty amazing too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like hitting the trails and just trying to stay busy and get outdoors. I think that's definitely been the highlight of all of this. And especially in summertime, the nice weather to be outside.
Yeah. It makes you relearn how to enjoy nature and rediscover things about yourself.
It just get off your phone.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point, too. It hasn't been the summer we expected, but we're still trying to make the most of it.
He's always irritated and he's always angry. 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
Major mattress brands, they're shaking things up. They're aiming their marketing towards millennials. They're releasing the first value-priced mattress line. What do you think about that? You know, we hate making those big purchases. We need the value line.
Y'all don't need no value, okay? Get you a mattress, okay? Get you something that you're gonna like. I mean, look at me. Look at my back. Here, hang on. Take a look. Isn't that the straightest back you've ever seen? And you know why? Because I sleep on a Select Comfort right there. That's right. My dogs actually sleep on the Select Comfort. Now, they're only 5 pounds, so I mean, they probably don't get the full effect like I do. But I mean, get you something that you're going to like. We got all these new ones. We got blue and purple and what waver.
And they come in the mail.
Yeah, they come in the mail. So get yourself a good mattress. That way, whenever you wake up and go get a job in the morning, you will be fully rested. You'll do a great job for your employer. You will contribute to the economy, which I really, really like as well. Look at me. Whenever you look at me, I mean, the first thing people say is, he is rested.
And now, 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Word of the Week.
This one is weird, and I actually had to do a little bit of research on it because I don't quite understand it. OTP.
OTP. That was a song. You know, OTP, yeah, you know me.
No.
You know.
Close enough. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, okay.
I can't remember the band.
Oh, we know what you're talking about.
OTP, yeah, you know me. Yeah, OTP, yeah, you know me. That's a song.
It stands for One True Pairing. It's like our favorite TV couples. So like we're posting like that about them on social media, like, oh, hashtag OTP.
Ross and Rachel.
Yes, OTP.
Oh my God.
Have them?
No, I don't have any favorite TV couples per se. I like some of those blowing up thing kind of shows, like The Boys off Amazon right there. Have you seen The Boys?
No.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing right there. I mean, I don't care for these TV couple things. They're just so fake. It's just so, you know, they never argue or anything else like that. If I had to think of a TV couple that was close to my heart and close to my beliefs, Archie and Edith Bunker.
Oh.
they were the most real couple in the world.
Amber has no idea.
I don't.
Oh, All in the Family.
Oh,
beautiful.
Okay,
beautiful.
I got you.
Man had a lot of wisdom right there. A lot of wisdom.
92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
I was just thinking, you know, are certain customs going to be gone forever? Like the handshake? That one is okay with me. Let's let the handshake go. But like chips and dip at a party, having your mom bring food for the classroom, like little things like that? Are those going to be a thing of the past? But then I thought of this because, you know, there are just so many ways to spread germs. What about birthday candles, Amber?
Oh my gosh. You know what? That's pretty gross anyway. I've always had a weird fear about those.
I know, like blowing across a dessert and then serving it to your friends and family. That's not the most hygienic thing to do, but it's customary. Well, good news. The birthday has been saved. You can now buy a cake shield. A cake shield is a thing. William Kay, he's a Florida dentist. He created what he's calling the Top It Cake Shield. It's made of FDA-approved recycled plastics and allows candles to be placed on top of a box that's on top of your cake. So you can still blow out the candles because they're on top of the box. You can keep your cake germ-free. So it's a clear box. You remove the clear box, a clear covering, and then you cut the cake and you're good to go. Happy birthday. Amber, do you think this is ridiculous or do you think this is kind of the way of the future?
I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle because I bet it looks ridiculous. And the premise of it is because like you said, it's a, you know, a tradition for everyone across the world. Like that's what we do on birthdays is blow candles. But I can see how it's gross and maybe we should stop doing that or, you know, add this so we can still do it.
Yeah, maybe pretty soon cake shields are going to be everywhere. And then when you buy your cake, the shield just comes with it. Like,
I'm sorry, but when you say cake shield, it just makes me laugh. Like get you a cake shield.
Yeah, it seems kind of silly. But then again, it's not really going to hurt anyone. And if anything, it's going to help us.
Here are your weekend picks on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. When it comes to closings, the bad news is public pools in Springfield finally closed for the summer. Summer is over. Hopefully, you know, coronavirus ruined everything for us this year. So hopefully next year we'll have a better summer.
For real. I really hope so. As far as openings go, movie theaters are now officially open in Springfield, AMC, Hollywood, Alamo, the Moxie. Masks are required, so check with each, you know, individual theater on their new procedures before you go, but they are all open, so hallelujah.
When it comes to what to watch in theaters, Hollywood's still kind of getting back to business. There are not really any new big movies this weekend. The New Mutants, Bill and Ted Face the Music, and Tenet still continue to rule the box office. I still have not seen Bill and Ted yet. Who wants to go with me? Streaming.
Oh my gosh.
If you didn't already know, Sister is now streaming on Netflix. Amber, have you watched it yet?
Ooh, not on Netflix, but I loved that show. So I'm excited on that one.
Yeah, I haven't gone down that road yet, but I probably will this weekend, that throwback. Also, Amber, this is the weekend for you. Magic Mike, you got to finally watch it once and for all. That's on Netflix.
I know.
As well as the entire Back to the Future series. And if you want to indulge guilty pleasures, the Twilight Saga is on Hulu, the entire series. So I've been meaning to do like a Twilight marathon. I'll probably watch that. And also, have you heard of Tubi, Amber?
No, I've never heard of that.
It's a new free streaming service, and I've only recently just heard the name, and now I'm hearing it everywhere. It's got like free movies, and I think it might have original content. So Tubi, yeah, might be worth checking out. Just FYI.
Oh, all right. That's interesting. As far as things to do this weekend, our friends at the Springfield Little Theater are hosting a socially distanced performance of Forbidden Broadway's greatest hits. You can join them at the theater, or there's a streaming option at springfieldlittletheater.org, too, and that's theater the fancy way. They'll also be doing small group ghost tours of the Lander Theater coming up in October, so make sure you reserve early. We've got details on our app for you. It's 92.9 The Beat in your app store. Also, how about a drive-in? It's a tribute to Chadwick Boseman this weekend at the drive-in in Aurora. They're showing both 42 and 21 Bridges, which he stars in both. In Carthage, it's a double feature of Smokey and the Bandit and Field of Dreams. And rumor has it, some of the cast is going to be there and the car to take pictures with. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Also, how about some fireworks for the family? It's another great Southern Bank free community fireworks night at Hammond's Field tomorrow. The ballpark is still closed, but you can head downtown to watch the free fireworks show from your car. Just park nearby and make sure you're listening to 92.9 The Beat because we are your official fireworks soundtrack station and we'll be playing the best song. songs to watch fireworks to. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and a good reason to get out of the house.
Have a late date night with the fam.
Let's remember today, September 11th, Patriots Day. I'm glad this day kind of feels normal again, but just a reminder, you know, think about your fellow Patriots this morning. Amber, I saw you were doing the stair challenge.
Oh, yeah. I went to the gym this morning and I climbed 110 flights of stairs in honor of the amount of stairs that were in the World Trade Center at that time. And it was rough and I had no equipment. So I don't know how all those firefighters and first responders did that.
Oh, gosh, that sounds so tough. On that note, have a great weekend.
Two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.